of the Getting Real with Cockney Buddha. This one is a lesson in disguise, let me tell you. This is going out to a fella that I guide. And how the tables have reversed. At a moment, a little while ago. Me and this guy were meant to cross paths. And I got a lesson today, and I just want to, and this is a big shout out to Be Still. Be Still, big shout out to you, brother. I don't even know, this wasn't a planned podcast or anything like that. This is me getting vulnerable here right now. Because it's those moments when things just start to connect. You don't know what you're doing for other people out there, trust me. So this is about getting real. Go and give me a like and a share. Pass me around. Because you really don't know who you're going to be connecting with out there, just like this guy, Be Still. So big shout out to this fella. Boy, oh boy, you really don't understand. And I hope this guy, because he's going to hear this. And I literally broke down. and I don't want to break down on here. So I'm trying to, I've been going through a whole bunch of emotions. Holy shit. Wow. I've been thinking about my kids. I'm sitting there breaking down, asking my wife just to hear me a minute as I'm telling her about how I connected with this guy and how. And this guy this morning gave me mad props. And it really hit home because he was basically saying, when guys like you can cross over to guys like us and be able to guide like you do. And, you know, my mate, my brother, Eric came to mind, and freaking, you know, a bunch of people come into me head. And I just said to him, yeah, there's stories. I've got stories. And, you know, and I'm, you know, it's funny how, and I was saying it, you know, here I am. I'm this guy. I'm this freaking fella, right, from a roughish area. When I said roughish to my wife, she goes, it was rough. To me, it was roughish because I look at guys like this fella, Be Still. I know him on a different level where I call him by his name when we're sitting in front of each other. But I connect with this guy on a level that it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be at all. And because he went to go and see my therapist who I have, Judith, which mad props to Judith, big props, big shout out to Judith. thank you for being there over and over again. Holy shit, there's is a book and a story in itself right there. But Judith knows this guy too, on the same level. And so Judith passed him on to me, and here I am. Shit, right? I've got this accent. I'm from London, right? I'm like, yeah. What's up, man? Right? And I've watched this fella grow, turning up every time, seeing him on a different level, but not knowing that level until really recently did I see him on a, like, oh, wow, okay. And then what he said today, this morning, seeing it on that level instead. And, you know, and I said, hey, I've been to some areas in around these neck of the woods where, you know, look, we have our areas in London as well and shit like that. But I just freaking get along with everybody. I don't see barriers. I just see people. Someone sits in front of me, I'm like, what's up? And I'll connect somehow, some way. Whatever it'll be. With, you know, sometimes it can be music and just being like, yeah, I'm all different levels on music. And I use music as a meditation, and you know, classical music is a beautiful thing to just throw a very good pair of headphones on your head and tune in to classical music. Is beautiful. Four Seasons is a beautiful. It's just, and it, yeah. So I'll connect some way, somehow. I just don't see barriers. I'm just, you know, I've connected with people on all kinds of levels. I've had friends and all from all different nationalities, and that's how my town was. And you know, there was no we surrounded ourselves with music, and it was the old hip hop breakdance scene then going on, where people were throwing down sheets of freaking cardboard on the street, and kids were all just getting together and going, hey, look. And I knew these twins. One of the twins was freaking brilliant at doing robot. It was like, shit, it was on a different level. There was no barrier. You shit me. So, you know, when you start seeing people putting barriers up, I'm like, phew. So this guy is, you know, we connected. And, you know, I've heard, of course, I'm not going to, there's confidentiality on this, obviously, but I'm not giving anything away. I'm giving props to the guy himself. Because big, yeah, mad props. He's from the Philly hood, this guy, and no joke. And I got the name on a little bit of a different level when I saw him. He's starting to bang lives out there now. I'm gonna try and find, before I actually bang this podcast up, I'm gonna try and get all the information I can, and I'm gonna throw it in the description. But I'm a little bit techie, you know, like. So I might get to it after when I figure it out, because I really want to. I think I want to post this podcast out. I was just going to get the microphone on and use this as a tool, but I want to show my own vulnerability with this, because I know this is going to connect with somebody somewhere. And it's all about don't have those barriers. Don't have those barriers. Look at a human being. You know, you. Even when I've dealt with people with substance abuse, you know, alcohol, and you know, the way I connect is I don't look at that human being and going, oh, fucking alcohol. I look at that human going, why the alcohol? what is it? What's going on? What's up? And then you start to be able to get to the alcohol. That's, you know. But, it's, yeah. So anyway, you know, so this fella lands in front of me. And he really is one of those that is, you know, we get talking and some revelations show up, and he will tell me some, you know, the complete trust. And then, you know, I've had the absolute privilege of meeting his wife. Cool. Wow. Now I'm getting it. See what I mean? Phew. Here it comes, the old emotion. God, I've been going through some shit with this. Let me tell you. The stories that I can't say on this, that I know. And they know. And big, big props to his wife. Amazing. Oh, wow. Drop a tea, I think. Hold up. I gotta wet the old whistle. Hold up a minute. Gotta reestablish myself. But yeah, major props to this guy. Major props. You know, there's been to get that kind of respect and then have that be said, you know, and it's not the first time this has happened, to where I've had someone sit in front of me, you know, I connected with someone on a suicide level once. Mad props to the guy. And it was actually I was helping my therapist out, and fella was starting to tell us sad, you know, there was a situation, and I said, it must be terrible, and I got the look like, what do you know? And then I went into my side of it, and it was like, bosh, connection. Now he's on another level with me. Now he's talking to me. It's the same reason why I've had sometimes people sit in front of me going in that direction. Those people know who they are. Hopefully they're listening to this and they know. And mad props to them, because it's not me that's doing it. They're doing it. I'm just guiding. I'm just there. I'm just helping, just like with this guy. Gotta wanna do it. They'll tell you that. You gotta wanna do it. Go and follow him on my Instagram. I think he goes out as Jahiz, I think. I might have that wording wrong, and I do apologise, matey. You know me with the, and I know you're laughing your ass off because he with my accent. I know you're laughing your ass off because we're on that level. You know it comes from the heart. There's no malice with me, man. Friggin' hell. But yeah, and then I had my kids come into mind, because I, you know, Family Guy. I've met his kids on the screen. You'd be surprised whose kids like pop up on the screen, and I'm like, hello, and they look at me like, what? It's awesome. I absolutely love it. It's on a different level. I've met pets. People's cats turn up and go walking across the screen, and they block the people. That's absolutely brilliant. I love it. I absolutely love it. It, because that's how I want to do it. I don't want, you know, I'm hoping that with this, you know, this fella that, you know, that I know on that level, you know, be still. That he sees that, you know, I like to bring a little humour into it as well, even though we get dead. he didn't get to where he's at now without really putting in some work. And there's some amazing shit that he's done that I've looked at him and got choked and told him, dude, and I've, you know, patting myself on the chest and gone, man, woo, wow. Making the moves, doing it. Not fucking about, because there's no other way of saying it. Like getting the work done. And that is with all my guys. But this guy, like this morning, he hit me on another level, where I've completely been denying my worth, I guess, with it. Because my wife, she stood there. I was breaking down. I said, I need a hug. And I just thought, just ask for what you want. It just kept coming to me. the way you get through this is move through your emotions. I just sat there. I started breathing, get slowing myself down because I was going into these kind of anxiety-filled areas, slowing it down, breathing, doing the tools, working, thinking, right, now I need music. And then I couldn't get the damn TV on turned out. I'm like, oh, no. You want things to work right there and then. So the next best thing, my phone was right there. And I know, all right, guys, I know I tell you to put your phone down, but I tell you, use it as a tool. Because I threw my Pandora on and I freaking sat there and I banged some music on. And then I thought, no, that ain't it. And then started finding a sound. And then my wife came in and then I knew my conscious mind was going, stop avoiding asking for the hug. Stop avoiding it. Ask for it. It's what you need right now. So and I said to my wife, can I get a hug? And she came. When she hugged me, I broke down and started apologizing my ass off. Wow. It was a lot of revelations and a lot of things to where, you know, that I've been doing through my own therapy lately to where I can connect with the guys that I guide on that level too, just like this guy, Be Still. The work I do on myself, I do out of choice. I don't know what I would do without Judith. I know I've been there in front of Judith. Like I've had guys come to and sit in front of me and I've got on the screen with Judith and when I was over in her office, and I have been over from time to time, I've gone over there as well. But you know, when I was going over on the regular and just been gone to shit, and and I went to shit and grabbed my wife and I'm just apologizing for the times I didn't see her and how she just really, there was things that came to mind last night. Wow, I'm really feeling this. Wow. But it's got to be done. I saw things last night and we talked about things last night when we were out on our date night last night, even down to the dog, which is a funny story. I'm going to mix this in. I might mix this in with the heading because it's kind of funny because we've still got the dog, by the way. So part two on the dog, because we was having, we didn't know what to do. And I knew what it was. I knew it was overload on the fella, I think, but we have a trainer coming, and big props to the people that adopt these dogs out and stuff and foster these dogs out. And because they're going to provide, you know, 5 lessons for the fella. And this guy, what's really weird is my wife a little while ago, she goes, we need a Caesar Milan. And if you know the dog whisperer, that's on, I don't know what channel he's been on and that, but everybody knows he's the guy, the guru for dog training and that. Well, one of the guys at Caesar Milan trained this guy, I believe. So, you know, there might be a podcast there about that and the journey around it. I might even video it. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, this fella, this dog, he's freaking amazing. I'm like, and, you know, and I'm trying to keep out. Again, I'm getting the lessons because my boy Nelson, that was a Rottweiler, you know, he was on a different level. And so, you know, it's moving past that, and because this guy's an American pit bull. But, you know, it's funny how the breed is completely different. This guy just wants to be on your freaking lap. And he's heavy as shit. And he would, you know, I've got one of those recliner things, you know, where you bang the buttons on the side and it like brings you like, yeah, lazy bastard, right? Lazy bastard. I hear you. But anyway, and he climbs up and he gets his back bloody legs up and he crawls up you and he just turns, he don't care where he treads or anything. You've got to watch your tee. He's freaking, you know, one of those have gone for a Burton before. And down he goes. So yeah, he's still with us. And, you know, we've told the place, you know, hey, listen, we really want him. We want to, but we've got to get this, you know, this thing under control that he's got with these other, that we've shown with other animals. And the guy seems very, very confident that, yeah, that's us. It's breeding our energy. But, yeah, well, no shit. So anyway, that's the dog front right now. But, but no, you know, talking to my missus and that, and then getting to know areas around that, and then the letdowns that I've done, and then my kids were coming to mind, and yeah. So anyway, I don't want to go on and on and on and on, dragging it on. But big shout out, big props out there to Be Still, yeah, because I tell you. I needed to do this podcast. Something was saying, I'm saying to my wife, I need a podcast. And she's like, all right, well, go and podcast. Because I even put aside, it's my daughter's last prom. And there's a lesson here, actually. It's my daughter's last prom. And it's, you know, I'm not going to see it again, right? It's my youngest daughter. And... wow, that's coming to mind. And I wanted to go down to Earth Day downtown, because Earth Day's downtown. A big shout out to anybody that's going down there. It's a great event. I didn't go last year because of my daughter's prom, but no biggie. We was going to go this year, but, you know, and then I just tuned into that selfishness part of it while I was going through all this stuff after talking to Be Still for that texting a little bit. And I thought, you know, and I said to my wife, we don't have to go. And I'm crying. I'm like, we don't have to go. And she goes, oh, wow. She's like, that really, really is. And I just knew her energy. Because then she's like, you know, oh, that really relieves a load off my shoulders. And I goes, I know, I see you. I see you. Put your own thing to the side. You know, am I being selfish? Yeah. I was being. Because, you know, my daughter's, you know, getting a hold of my missus, and, you know, she sounds like she's in a bit of a panic for time, and I make sure you're there, and we're like, yeah, we're going to be. And they're like, no, let's not go. Don't worry about it. Do what's right. Do what's right. So anyway, you know what to do and what's right. Connect with people on that level, guys. Because you never know, those people that you may be helping out are going to end up turning around. You're not going to know it, but they're going to end up turning around and helping you. Just like Be Still did with me. All of a sudden, it just slotted things into place. Go and check out my YouTube channel, guys, please. Pass it around, give a like and subscribe, yeah? And don't forget, keep caught up with the old podcast. Give me a star or whatever on your platform. I don't know how it goes. You guys do, though, hopefully. I can only just figure out how to do this podcasting, like. But connect up with me, guys. You can get a hold of me across all different platforms. I do this for a living. I got a certification in counselling. And I absolutely love what I do. Be Still proves that to me. go and check him out, guys. Thank you for listening.